Summer over, first week of September. It's pouring rain this morning in Dublin. Back to school today for government ministers. Cabinet's first meeting after the summer break ahead of next month's budget and election to be the next President of Ireland. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan is with us now. Morning, Micheál.
Morning, Gavin.
So we have a date and a second candidate.
Yes, two candidates officially in the race now, Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys. And the key dates, I suppose, are Friday the 24th of October, which will be polling day. But for those who still want to get on the ballot paper, there is another important date, and that is the 24th of September, because that's going to be the deadline for nominations. So that really intense period is going to begin quite soon for the people, I think, through the local authority route, through the 31 local authorities who are hoping that they can be selected through that route, which of course each requiring four local councils to back them. And there are a number of people, the latest of which was former weather reader Joanna Donnelly throwing her hat in the ring yesterday evening. Others like Maria Steen, Nick Delahunty and Garrett Sheridan, all again optimistic at this point that there's a possibility of getting in that way.
Who's next to be chosen? What's going on in Fianna Fáil?
There's a lot going on in Fianna Fáil and there's a lot of calls being made. There will be a contest next Tuesday morning before lunch when Billy Kelleher, who now has enough support to get into that room to at least make an internal election out of it, where he will challenge Jim Gavin, who has the backing, of course, of the party leader, but also 24 members of the parliamentary party. But Gavin, what's significant is that you might have expected a lot more people to declare within Fianna Fáil. That is a 71-member parliamentary party. But as of now, there are about 40 or more who haven't played their hand just yet. And I think that's putting a little intrigue into this contest. I mean, you can read that in two ways, that people are holding their cards close to their chest and could do something that might have been unexpected by the party leadership and give the nod to Billy Kelleher. Or are they just being respectful to Billy Kelleher here? But it is a secret ballot. So there is a fair bit to play on this one yet.
Are we going to hear from Jim Gavin?
Well, Jim Gavin is talking to the 71 members of the parliamentary party all the time. There's no sense that he will speak publicly before that. He's not responding to media queries. So what you're getting are kind of conversations that range from half an hour to over an hour, where he is setting out his vision. At the same time, there are those calls growing louder all the time for Jim Gavin to set out that vision publicly.
Can Sinn Féin really wait until an Ard Comhairle at the end of September, as Piers Doherty told Drive Time, to choose their candidate?
I suppose they can technically, but it's going to be right on the line, isn't it? Because the 24th of September is the cut-off date. So if their candidate is going to enter the race, it's going to be just right on the verge of the deadline. Or if indeed they decide to opt to support Catherine Connolly, they are the two options that the party are debating. I suppose realistically, you can see what Sinn Féin are doing here. They are biding their time. They're still weighing things up and looking to see which is the best option. There is clearly a feeling, though, if they do enter that race, given that it's going to be such a short run-in, it has to be a very high-profile figure with a national presence if they are to seriously contend in the election.
You mentioned some of the independent candidates, or likely independent candidates, a few moments ago. Joanna Donnelly, Micheál, a surprise?
Something of a surprise, as well. She did indicate that in the Sunday Independent interview a few weeks back, saying she'd only love to get involved, but going the distance yesterday and formally announcing it and making contact with the local authorities, saying that she believes she would be a worthy candidate and talking about issues to give voice to things like climate justice. But I mean, this is a fairly congested field. There's a lot of people trying to get the local authorities to back them, and I know it has been a successful route for people going back as far as 1997, but it never looked more difficult. And that is because this time there is a feeling that the bigger parties are going to send out a clear signal that candidates are not to be facilitated. I suppose that would be where the bigger party councillors would abstain and the independent votes then would get those people through. So that does look a fairly arduous route on this occasion.
First cabinet meeting after the summer break. Disability centre stage during the election campaign, but arguably not since. What's happening today?
Yeah, it was centre stage, and it does take up a fair amount of pages in the programme for government as well. So there are plenty of commitments there. What you're going to see today is a new strategy that's going to focus, it says, on really changing how services are delivered for people with disability, and that this new strategy has been designed with the input of representative groups as well and people who have a disability. About 1 in 5 have some form of disability. But if you look at the 13-year-olds born in 2008, that figure rises to 36%. So this is going to focus on independence, also having an education system that is more inclusive, and things like mobility and transport, as well as that, making changes to the built environment. So there are many, many commitments here, I suppose, which really are essential if Ireland is going to uphold the commitments it has made under the UN Convention. At the same time, though, as this strategy has been launched this week, Cara Dermody, who has been advocating tirelessly for a long time, was meeting with government ministers during the week again to say that those ongoing delays around the assessment of need for children, that they remain. And of course, for many children to get the key services that they require, that is the gateway. And it's one that they face really, really a significant weights to get.
What else is likely to be discussed today?
There will be a discussion around the tariffs between the EU and the US and the difficulties that is causing exports to the US. So the first month of the year, that was companies trying to get ahead of the tariff. But now I suppose the reality is dawning. The Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, will speak about efforts that Ireland will continue to make to try and get improvements, particularly in the areas of medical devices and also for those producing spirits here. And I think the focus too, beginning to turn to the budget and see if anything can be done for companies that are facing uncertain times. The Sports Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, will seek approval for a contract worth just under €100 million. That's to build a new velodrome and badminton centre of excellence at the sports campus in Abbottstown. As well as that, there will be an update from the Justice Minister in relation to Ireland's DNA database, which assisted in more than 1,000 criminal cases last year.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. 7:25 now.